Weiter in Shaspier and Daf Chaf Beis, picking it up on the top of the page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or so lines down. Now, we had left off with speaking out a bunch of different stories about being able to be Matir a Neder, and now we continue on trying to understand one of the last things we had said, is that if a person goes ahead and he makes a Neder, you better check yourself or you wreck yourself, because they examined you upstairs to see if you're really so chashav that you can make a Neder. What, you're so chashav, you think you'll be able to handle it and not make any mistakes and whatever it is? If you want to, you can try, but we'll see if that works. Amar Rabbi Abba. Micro, what pasuk do we have that brings up, that supports this idea? 2, 4, 6 lines down, last words in line, Amar Rabbi Abba. Micro, what pasuk supports this concept? The Acher Nedarim Levaker, which means that after vows to search, which means that what is coming to expound on this, that when a person goes and makes a neder, then they're checking upstairs to see if you're really worthy of it. V'yafo gav, the pasuk Rabbi Anilei, Anan lo paschinen le baha. Rav Yane was the last one he's brought up, and even though Rav Yane had a Pesach for this person to get out of his neder to be matir min neder, from this concept saying, like, if you would have known that they're going to check your shemayim, would you have done it? We don't paschin like that. We don't allow that to be an opening to be able to get out of it. V'lo paschinan bahada achrenaisa de amar rabba barchana amir yochanan. We also don't make a Pesach out of the following that was said. My Pesach le Rabban Gamliel lahu saba. What did Rabban Gamliel make for this older man? How did he find an opening? The Pesach says, yesh bote ke madkuros charev lushon chacham em marpe. There is one who utters like piercings of the sword, but the tongue of the wise heals, which means kol bote ra'oi ledoka b'cherev. Anyone who's bote, from a lashon of levate b'svasayim, to make some sort of shavua with your lips, then ra'oi ledokro b'cherev, he is fitting to be stabbed with a knife. El lashon chachamim, the words of the chachamim, they heal. Why? Because they go and they matter the person. And on that is what he's saying. If you would have known that you would have been chai, you could die from doing something, would you have done it? And that's how he matter, and we didn't go with that also. V'lo paschin b'had the chernais. We also don't go make a Pesach out of the following idea. The time we went to the Brisa, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Hanoder Ki'ilu Bana Bama. If someone who makes a neder, it's like he made a Bama. That's a Mizbeach. And we're talking about a time when you're not allowed to make a Bama outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Amakaimo, someone who upholds that neder, in other words, by not going to be Matir, the neder, says around, Kol Mishenu Nishal Allah, he doesn't show out to get rid of it. Ki'ilu Hikrev Halosa Bama Karban V'chai Mishum Shchut Echutz. It's like he brought the carbon on it, he's chayy because of shvut ichut. So, v'makaymo kilo makiv love carbon. It's use makiv on it. Bereisha paschinan on the first part of the brisa, we do make a pesach from such a thing. On just the fact of asking, would you have known that's like making a bama? If you would have done that, would you have done it? If he said no, I wouldn't have done it. So then we're gonna be mashia. Well, matirim on such a thing, and the Ran explains because just making the bama itself is something which a person would admit that he would have done. So therefore, we could believe him to say that even if he possible, he would have said I would have done it anyway, because that's such a big deal. But b'seifa on the end part of it, which means that it's like that of a mekaimo kilo makir of carbon, that's really intense over there. So we believe him to say if he would have done it or not. Abay Amar Paschina, we do allow it to be poseach from that. Rav Amar Lo Paschina, no, we don't. That's not an opening to get him out of it. Because bringing a carbon on such a thing is kares. Therefore, we're scared that he's maybe going to be embarrassed to say that he would have made the nether even if he would have known such a thing. And therefore, he's going to say, without being honest, that he wouldn't have done such a thing. So therefore, we don't poseach in such a situation. Now, Rav Kahana Masil Lashmaita Bahadin Lishta, he taught that same idea a little differently. Rav Tafiyumi Masnihachi, he taught it like according to the following. Meaning Rav Kahana taught it like the way we just taught it, and Rav Tafiyumi taught it a little bit different. He said, B'seifa lo paschinan, we don't open up. B'resha, Abaye Amar paschinan, Rav Amar lo paschinan, we don't. Okay, what's lahalach of Hilkos or Lopas Chinan, Lobaresha, Losefa? Either of these, it's not considered a Pesach, whether it's just a bum apart or it's the actual, like, bringing on it would be like Chayav Kares type of thing. Velopas Chinan, Bahad Nami, the Shmuel, we also don't, it's not also a Pesach that which said Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Afabisha Makaimo Nikor Russia. Even though one fulfills this Ned there, he's still called a Russia. Again, we're saying that a person is going to be embarrassed to admit the fact that he would have done it anyway, so therefore we don't believe it. It's not called a Pesach. Amar Vavo, Mikra. So, what is the Pasuk that backs this up? V'chisechda lindor lo yiyeh b'chachet. Pasuk says, and if you cease from declaring a neder, there will be no sin in you. V'yalef chadala chadala. And the lashon of the Pasuk was lo sechdal, and we learn a gezeirah shava of chadal chadal, chadala chadala. K'siv hacha v'chisechda lindor, if you hold back from making a neder, v'ksiv hasam, sham Rishayim Chadlu Rogas. There is talking about when a person dies and they're buried, the Rishayim will cease from agitation. So you see the idea of Risha is connected to that of making a neder. Now, Amrav Yosef, Afan and Amitani, we also learned this in the Mishnah that we saw earlier in Daf Tes, way back when. Kinidrik Sherem Lo Amar Klum. Someone says, like the Nadarim of a Kashi didn't say anything because they don't make Nadarim. Kinidrik Rishayim, Nadar Ben Nazir, Ubikakarban. Of a carbon of a shvua, then that would work by whether we're talking about a nazir or we're talking about a carbon or we're talking about shvua, because Rishayim do such things. Now, let's talk a little bit more. When a person goes and makes a neder, and they're usually doing it out of a state when they're not too happy, not too thrilled, then we can start to see what happens when a person gets angry. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Rechmin and Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha'kois, kol minei gehenem shaltam, anyone gets angry, all the different types of hell rule over him. Says the Ran, why? Lefi sha kaas mivio lichpor beikar. He's kofar beikar. Denies God's existence. Kamrinu perik Rabbi Elazar da'orig Shabbos kofem abeis. The mishaber kelov bechamas anu breaks a kli in his anger. Yebe nechik over avodas kochav. It's like he worshipped avodas zara. As you can see, the Rush explains that komin again him shaltem bo kasha legufo. It's hard on his body. Kilo hayanidon bechol mine peronios behenem. It's like getting punished in all the different types of Gehenim, inami mitoch kaso bali de avera umashal of Gehenim, or because of his anger, because he does an avera and he's going to be in Gehenim. Shenemar v'hoser kasam yibecha. Back in the Gemara, the person should remove anger from his heart. V'havi remu sarecha and take away evil from your flesh. Vein ra el Gehenim. That's talking about hell. Shenemar kol pol Hashem l'maaneu v'gam rasha liam ra. It says everything Hashem made for his sake, even the rasha, one of the day of evil. That's talking about Gehenim. V'lo'od el she'tachtonios sholtobo, not only that, but tachtonios means hemorrhoids is going to rule over a person like this. Shenamar v'nosan Hashem l'chosh sham leiv ragos v'chilion einayim b'davon nafesh. Pasuk Hashem is going to give you over there an agitated heart, longing of eyes, and suffering of soul. Eze davar shemachalos einayim o'madiv z'nafesh. What's the thing that caused the eyes to long and the soul to suffer? Havayomer ela tachtonios. That's talking about tachtonios, hemorrhoids. As the Rosh says, Shemichala Einayim, that is, Humayrich Bechelio Umitzapa Tamid Lishrapos. He has it's a long, chronic type of illness, and he's longing to have this healed. Okay, now, Ula, story time. Ula, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, Islavule trained by Chozai Badai. He came with him two people that were from a place called Chozai. One of them got up and he killed his friend. He was obviously in a state of anger and he killed him. So he says to Ula, was I right in what I did in my behavior? Was it okay? In uparale besa shchita. He said, yeah, that's good. And you should expose the area where you actually slit his throat. And the reason he said to do this, as the Ran, is Shamobin's Yomus Meir, so you should die quicker. Because now, why in the world would he say such a thing? He says that the Rush says, Machmas Mora, because of the fear, Hichsik Yadav, Vigam, Kidei Shemar Lamos. He was scared that he was going to kill him if he didn't say such a thing. He also, Lekamei, Rabbi Yochanan Amarle, when Ula came from Rabbi Yochanan, he said to him, Dilma Chas Hashalom Achziki Yedei Oveira. Maybe I'm guilty because I was machzik, I strengthened the hands of those doing Averas, because I told him to do what he did. Amalei Nafshach Hisalta. He says back to him, just the opposite. You saved your life by doing it. As always, he would have killed you. Katama Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was confused because Michti Ksiv Anasan Hashem L'chas Sham Leiv Ragaz. The Pasuk says, Shem is going to give you an agitated heart and longing eyes and suffering of the soul. B'bavel k'siv. That's written in reference to Bavel. But this happened in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning a person is going to get so angry that he can actually go out to come and kill someone. That's only something that would happen outside in Gullus, but not in Eretz Yisrael. What's going on? Rabbi Yochanan thought that it happened over there. Amalei says, Hahu shaita. He says, no. When did this happen? Beep, turn the page. Chav peis vaveis. Lo avinu yardana. We didn't go over the Jordan River. In which case, we still were in Gullus. Viter in the world of anger. Amar Rabbi Barbuna, Kolakoi Safilu Shchina in the Chashuva Knegd. Everyone who gets angry, even the Shchina doesn't become important to him. Shanema Rasha Kigova Apo Bal Yidrosh. The wicked one in the height of his anger, he will not seek. Ein Elokim Kol Mizim Mosav. God is not in any of his thoughts. Abiyam Midifti Amar Mishakech Tamudu Mosif Tipshus. A person gets angry, he forgets his Torah and becomes more stupid. Shanema Kikas Bechek Kisilim Yenuach. Like the Pasuk says, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. Ksiv Ksil Yifros Yivelis. And it says that the fool will spread out of stupidity. I know it's become very clear. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar says, "Biad duosh havanu sav merubim mischuyos sav." It's clear that his averus are more than his schuyos. Shenamu bal chema rav pasha. A person full of anger is full of avera. Amar avada b'Rabbi Chanina ilmalei chatu Yisrael. If Bnei Yisrael hadn't done averus, lo nitan lem ela chamisha chumshei Torah. Then all they would have gotten was Yoshua, She'erka shel Eretz Yisrael, because that's the setting up of all the area of Eretz Yisrael, all the boundaries. My taima, why? What is this? Kibarov chachma rav kas. Where do we see this actually in the pasuk? The pasuk is saying that with a lot of wisdom is a lot of anger, and that is all this wisdom we find. All the different ideas found in Nevi'im is because of the anger that the Klai Yisrael brought to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that we had to go and have all these nevuas, which weren't so good. Okay, back to Nidarim. Amar Rabbi Asi, Ein Iskakim Leloke Yisrael. The way the Ran explains what this means is that what Rabbi Asi is saying, that even though we generally say we annul and we matir nedarim, we don't do it when it comes to the idea of a Shavua. Now, the Ran does point out that if you look at the very, very, very top corner, Haisi Sabra lower the Alpha Gavda, Signal Kamada, Bishilla, Bishamit, Pligi, Eme Sheila, the Shavua, Olo, the Kamilaka, Bishilla, the Ami Yesheila, even though we do say that there is, Ravasi Hachikamar, Nahidi, Yesheila, Miu, Lechatkila, Eniskakin. We don't do Lechatkila, Ella Bekonim Ishti, Nanis, Mishom Shalom, Bai, Beso. Venu nochli, but point nochli ke beshamai the beshamai vadim de rabbanim be alma kamer. Okay, he's getting to whole shtickle. Could I read into it? But the point is that what he's saying, this lashon of Elokei Yisrael means it's a type of lashon which is used by a shavua. And we don't generally do this type of thing. We don't annul shavuos generally, even though we do sometimes. Chutz mikonam ishti nenes lisha gunva as kisi v'shehiksa as bini. And this is except for in a case where he said, a konam that my wife should benefit from me because she stole my wallet or because she hit my kid. V'noda shalo gunva v'shalo kisa. And then it became out that she didn't steal and she didn't hit the kid. In such a case, we go ahead and we would be matir such an idea for shalom bayis purposes. Now, where do we see this? There was a woman who came in front of Rav Asi, and she wanted to get out of a particular Shavua. Said, what did you say? Like, what exactly Lashon used? She said, I used Lashon Elokei Yisrael. I said, if you would have just used and said Lashon of Mohi, and we saw this earlier as well, which is another way of saying a shvua, mizdakik naloch. Then we would have been able to go and annul such a thing. Hashtal on that, we didn't use that. Elabel ki, so use Hashem's name, lo mizdakik naloch. I'm not able to go ahead and to annul your shvua. In the words of the Ran, this is too chamir, and therefore we don't do such a thing. Another story, if Kahana ikla the beir of Yosef, if Kahana came to ask of Yosef, Amalei litomar midis. If Yosef says, eat something, Amalei lo, he says, nope, I'm not eating anything, says Kahana. Mari kula lo tiimloch. By the Mari Kula, the master of all, I'm not going to eat. Right? That's a very intense type of lashon of shavua. Amalei lo Mari Kula lo ta'imalei. So if Yosef says to him, no, by the master of all, you will not eat from it. Seemingly flipping it back at him, saying, you know what? Yeah, you can't eat. Hani chler of Kahana, damar lo Mari Kula. Okay, it makes sense going to Rav Kahana, who spoke up and he said, no, by the master of all, I'm not going to eat. Oh, Rav Yosef, am I lo Mari Kula? Why did he repeat it? Seemingly saying, no, you're not going to be able to have. So it's Rav Yosef really saying to him, "Lo mari kula hu deka amart, hilkach lo ta'im tlei." Because you use such a lashon, like basically saying to him, "Lo mari kula hu deka amart," is that what you're saying? That it's no by the master of all. Therefore, you stuck, man. You can't have any because we're not going to annul such things because it's a shavua. Amar Rav Nachman Hilchasa Posam Charata. The halacha is we are poseach when it comes to Charata. And the Ran points out, long Ran, but he points out that we're talking about here Nedarim and Shavuos. But go through the Ran, take a look, and you see not we still there were things that were put in later to make some restrictions on it. Veniskakin, Lelokei Yisrael, and we also do it by Shavuos, as it says that straight. Now, Mishtabach le Rava, the Rav Nachman of Schora, Dadam Gadol. Rava was saying good stuff about Rav Schora to Rav Nachman. And he's saying he's a big dude. Amalo, kishyav liyadcha, hevir liyadi. When he comes to you, bring him to me. Like, I want to meet this guy. He's saying he's so great. Havli nidra lemisha. Rav Schora, he had a neder that he had to get annulled. Asa l'kamid of Nachman. So he came in front of Rav Nachman, right? Because he said Rav Schora is a great guy. He came from Nachman. So Amalo, nadarta adaita dachi. Said, did you say this neder knowing this? In other words, if you would have known this information, would you have made the neder? So Amalo, in, I would have. Adaita dachi in Kama Zimnin. He kept asking him all different types. Would you have done it because of this? If you would have known this, yes. Would you have done it because you know this? Yes. Would you have done it because you know this? Yes. He kept saying yes over and over again. Finally, Ikbid of Nachman got all annoyed and frustrated at him. Amale Zil Kilach. He says, go out here. Go to the porch. Nafak Rav Schora Pasach Pischa Lanafse. So Rav Schora left, and then he found the Pesach for himself. How so? Rebbe Omer, Ezuhi Derech Yishar Shiyovrelodim, is a Mishnah Perkeovas 2:1 that says, Rebbe says, what's the proper path you should take? Kol Shi Teferes Hol Seh, Teferes Hol Anim. Anything which is a glory to the one, who brings splendor to the one who does it, and earns the splendor of his fellow man. Bahashta, but now, the Ikbid of Nachman, see, Rav Nachman got upset because of my neder, Adaita Dehachil Anantri. I never would have made the neder if I would have known that would have caused him such a circumstance, such a pain, if he would have been annoyed, and therefore wouldn't be first woman Adam. Vashar Lanafshi, and therefore is able to annul it for himself. Okay, my friends, there's a few more stories we're going to see about this, but we're going to stop over here. And yeah, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.